USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is ending the search for two Navy SEALs who went missing in waters in the Gulf of Aden off the East Africa coast. Both frogmen are now presumed dead, with rescue operations now transitioned to recovery. They were reportedly deployed for a nighttime mission on January 11th and were never seen again. The U.S., Japan, and Spain have been searching the past 10 days in a more than 21,000 square mile area off the coast of Somalia, but have turned up nothing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises. And I will not stop now.
DeSantis immediately announcing his endorsement of Donald Trump following the decision over the weekend. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley isn't giving up, leveling harsh criticism against former President Trump's foreign policy approach ahead of the first-in-the-nation New Hampshire primaries. She remains in a dead heat with Trump in the polls there. Haley says Trump got too cozy with dictators when he was president.
I remember at the United Nations, I had to sit him down and tell him to stop this bromance with Putin.
In a statement Sunday, the Trump campaign called Haley a globalist who intended to do anything to stop the America First movement. Trump remains the GOP favorite, but faces an uncertain outcome in New Hampshire, as well as a potential uphill battle in Haley's home state of South Carolina. From snow and dangerous wind chills last week to the threat of snow and freezing rain early this week, major metros from St. Louis to Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Kansas City could all see significant hazards from ice today. The National Weather Service is noting the threat of up to 2 inches of ice accumulations in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and even Texas. An announcement on Friday says the U.S. Department of Education has approved the cancellation of $4.9 billion in federal student loan debt for nearly 74,000 borrowers. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
One White House security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen aren't just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks are attacks on the, quote, entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea. The UN has done as much. New COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. may have surpassed their winter peak, as data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates a decrease in coronavirus hospital admissions last week. This marks the first decline in more than 2 months. Although the numbers remain high, weekly hospitalizations fell by nearly 10% compared to the previous week. The FAA will be taking a closer look at Boeing's 737 MAX 9 plane, extending its investigation into quality control, this in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug near disaster earlier in the month. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci in an email to customers.
We welcome the FAA's added review and oversight in response to this situation and the specific steps that Boeing announced and assurance in their operations.
The cost of mailing a letter went up once again. On Sunday, the cost of a forever stamp went from 66 cents to 68 cents. The price of forever stamps last increased in July of last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.